dictation for Caroline Stanton. Carolyn. Last name is Stanton. S-T like Tom. A-N-T like Tom. O-N. Date of birth is 3/28/1983. Date of accident 12/27/2024. Date of service is 2/5/2025. The patient, Caroline Stanton, presents with a chief complaint of blacking out, seeing flashes, headaches, neck pain. Upper back pain, lower back pain, pain in the buttocks, both knees, both ankles, right wrist. Problem with the sleep. And painful walk and standing. The patient reported that she was involved in an automobile accident on 12/27/2024 as a restrained passenger on the rear passenger on the left side. And according to her, she was traveling with one more fellow passenger who suffered from fracture of the ribs in this accident. She was traveling in a lift van and they were parked at Magra and Tyrone when this accident happened. They were hit by a F-150 truck at 60 miles an hour. She was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. The approximate speed of the car was 60 miles an hour. And, hello, sweet. So the F-150 driver did not stop on a stop sign on McGraw, M-C-G-R-A-W, rear-ended their car. Then he reversed and hit again in a T-bone on the driver's side. The patient reports that this impact made her lose consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and she was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital in an ambulance emergency room. The airbag did not deploy, though. She was not wearing seatbelt. Patient reports that the damage was that the car was completely total. She did not have a time to take picture, and she did not know the status of the driver. The other driver was a drunk driver who hit her from back and the side. Regarding the injury, patient report that she hit the seat in front to a hard plastic and her two teeth got broken. Her neck was injured, head got injured, and she was passed out for 20 minutes. There was no bleeding, there was no fractures, and the chest hit to the chest, both knees to the seat, ankle smashed to the seat. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of headaches which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. She is having headache on the front, the back, the right temple, left temple, to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are severe, constant, sensitive to the noise. But the headaches are not sensitive to the light. They are associated with vomiting and occasional seizures. That seizure was present prior to the accident also. She has had 6 to 7 vomiting and nausea. History of TBI symptoms. The patient reports that she's suffering from dizziness, loss of consciousness, which happened 20 minutes at the time of accident, none after that. Seizures. She has had a seizure one or two since the accident, but not, they have been present before the accident. There is a ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. There is a nightmares, panic, fearful of the event, spots in the vision, and vomiting. Denies any loss of vision field or blurred vision. Denies any issues with taste or smell or TMJ. But she had an injury to the front two tooth that got broken in this accident. In addition, patient reports of anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, and incontinence of the bowel, but denies incontinence of the urine. There is a moderate difficulty in walking, fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness. She reports of numbness and tingling of both arms. And regarding the pain syndrome, patient is suffering from moderately severe pain in the area of the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and also both the buttocks. She reports of shooting pain to both arms posteriorly and anteriorly, involving all the five fingers. They are felt like pain and also numbness, tingling. She has some pain in the right forearm or right wrist area. Pain in both the knees is not severe, but it is around 5 to 6. Ankle pain is also not severe. It is described to be 5 and 6. Both the feet and the toes are completely normal. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching, and heavy. Highest pain intensity is 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient do not have any other issues. No X-ray, CT scan are reported. In the emergency room, patient was seen at Sinai Grace Hospital, but then she left against medical advice because the doctor didn't come to see her after 5-6 hours. And currently, she is having headaches on a daily basis, vomiting on a daily basis. She reports of having done 3 physical therapy visits and no other doctors. Please review the records for the system review and for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, legal history, employment, and the personal history, and ADL. Physical examination. 52-year-old African-American male, a female. Who is 5 feet 6 inches and 210 pounds. The blood pressure is 120 over 97, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 97.5. The patient reports so on examination, we find that the patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. She is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, obese. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. She doesn't appear to be acutely anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor, and present hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological and psychological exam, musculature examination reveals spasm of the paravertebral muscles from C2 to C7 in the cervical and in the thoracic T4, 5, 6, 7, 8 area, as well as the quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation comes from template. Spine tenderness, notice that C2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, T4, 5, 6, 7, 8, bilateral SI joint, spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle, paravertebral muscles are not in spasm, no trigger points, hypertonicity none, range of motion of the cervical spine, is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 25. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found to be negative. Sperling is negative. Lerma test is negative. Destruction test is negative. In the 36 spine, slump test and Bruce test, negative. In the low LS spine, straight leg raising test was found positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. TLR positive. Radinsky negative, Kemp test positive, Grudzinski-Kernick test negative, Dreger test negative. In the SI joint, bilateral SI joints were tender, and Faber test was positive bilaterally, and Gonsalon test was found positive bilaterally. However, ankle flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test were negative. Extremities. Extremities examination, in the initial examination of extremities, we find that the patient has a slight pain history in both the knees and both ankles. They were examined, and in general, we did not find any major issues on inspection and palpation. Minimal tenderness was noticed, peripatellar in both the knees, no collateral ligament. Inflammation or rupture. Notice no valgus varus abnormality. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer was negative. McMurray Steinman and patellar apprehension was negative. Similarly, in the ankle, there was no fractures, no dislocation, no contusion. Range of motions are completely normal. And basically, patient just have a post impact sprain. Diagnosis. Diagnosis is as follows. General V8 9.2 X60, R41, R42, F32.9, F43.20, S06.301A. PNS M79.2, muscles M60.1, M79.1. Ligaments M54.0. Right wrist M25.539, knees M25.561, M25.562, ankle and foot M25.571, M25.572, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 54.02, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, M54.6, 53.82, S23.3XXA. LS spine, M54.5, 51.27, M54.30, S33.5XXA. SI joint, M54.17, M48.06, M46.1. Gait, R26.89. The plan of care is from the template, and treatment plan comes as follows. The patient has been ordered to get the medication naproxen 500 two times a day for anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 milligram at night, to GAD disorder and sleep and rest, Flexeril 10 milligram at night, muscle relaxation, Tramadol 50 milligram every 8 hours, 15 days. 45 tablets. Theory sets, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Patient is referred to a dentist or orthodontist for fracture of the incisors that need to be fixed. MRI brain with contrast, with neuroquant SWI is ordered. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times a week to the neck, mid back, lower back, both the shoulders, bilateral knees, right wrist, and bilateral ankles, and both SI joints. Work, disability, hospital replacement, and transportation is ordered. The patient has been ordered a urine drug screen. NAPS has been reviewed. An MRI of cervical spine is ordered. MRI of lumbar spine is ordered. An MRI of right shoulder is ordered. No medical records exist. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review. And interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, case worker, none. Investigations, as we discussed, we ordered cervical lumbar spine MRI and right shoulder MRI. DMEs, none. And education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days and direct contact, yes. Thank you.